Chapter 6, Fozwad the Mighty. Fozwad had dark eyes that seemed to look into corners that weren't even there. He looked at Moongobble and sniffed, as if he were smelling something bad. "Are you going to show what you can do?" he asked. Then he sniffed again. "I'm ready," said Moongobble, trying to sound cheerful. I noticed that the mice had gone back inside his hat. We went into the cottage. "Have a seat," said Moongobble, pointing to the big chair. But when Fozwad tried to sit down, the chair yelped and ran away. Fozwad landed on his bottom. He did not look happy. "I am so sorry," cried Moongobble. He turned to the chair. "Chair," he yelled, shaking his wand at it. "You get right back here." The chair walked slowly back to Fozwad. It whimpered as it came. I didn't blame it. I wouldn't want Fozwad to sit on me either. "Oh, never mind," said Fozwad. "Just show me what you can do." For his first trick, Moongobble pulled a mouse out of his hat. Fozwad yawned. For his second trick, Moongobble made the mouse vanish. Fozwad looked as if he were going to fall asleep. "Let's see some real magic," he said. "All right," said Moongobble, "watch this." He put a stone on the table. "Oh, no," whispered Irk, "not that one." He covered his eyes. "Tell me when it's over, Edward." Moongobble shook his wand at the stone. He muttered some words. A gust of wind blew past me. A cloud of green smoke filled the room. When the smoke cleared, we saw the stone had become a piece of blue cheese. Green goo was spattered everywhere. Most of the goo was on Fozwad. "That does it," he roared. "The Society of Magicians has no use for fools like you, Moongobble. I hereby forbid you to practice magic in this kingdom." "Please," I cried, "give him another chance." "Why should I?" sneered Fozwad. "Because the rules say you must," said Irk. "Society of Magicians Handbook, page 38. You can look it up." I did. Fozwad glared at Irk. Then he nodded and said, "The toad is right. If you fail your test, it is still possible to join the society by performing 3 mighty tasks." To my surprise, he started to smile. I did not like the way Fozwad looked when he smiled. "So here is your first task. You must fetch me the golden acorns of Al-Kuna." Moongobble gasped. But, "Do you want to be a magician?" growled Fozwad. Moongobble nodded, still trying to talk. "Then get me those acorns. You've got 3 days. Fozwad flung his cape around, sniffed twice, then vanished in a puff of blue smoke. It did not leave spatters of goo behind it. "What am I going to do?" groaned Moongobble. "I'd suggest you fetch those acorns," said Irk. "You don't understand," said Moongobble. "The golden acorns of Al-Kuna are guarded by a deadly dragon." None of us said anything for a little while. Finally, I asked, "Just how deadly is this dragon?" Moongobble shivered. "Oh, they call it the Dragon of Doom."